Welcome to the studio, please, if you will, Mr. Charles Perry. He is our District 83 representative for the great state of Texas. How are you this morning?
I'm great, man. I appreciate you guys letting me on here. You know, I was looking at this tactical bag, and it's Steve Burns, I believe it is. Is it Burns?
Yes, Steve Burns.
Yeah. I think I may have to go by and get me one of those, and it won't be the hall makeup, but that's a pretty cool bag.
It is a nice bag, isn't it?
It is a nice bag. It's good.
Now, you are eligible to win.
I am eligible.
So you need to go.
Well, no, as a politician, you can't win these things, man.
Oh,
it looks like it's rigged. You know,
yeah,
people have pretty skeptical. Yeah, I can't do that. I'll go buy it, but that's cool.
All right. Anyway.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. All right. So today you're going to be having a press conference and a gathering, which is an announcement. And it's going to be over at the 50-yard line restaurant at 11:30. But you were so kind to come in here this morning and give our listenership the opportunity to hear it officially first from the horse's mouth.
Well, you'd asked to come over. I was glad to do it. And then we started at 11:30, and it's kind of become my deal. You know, I started out at the 50-yard line the first time, and they've been gracious enough to extend it. Carpet Tech, good friends of mine, are going to actually prepare the burgers. They've got the rig, and they like to get it out, so they volunteered to do that for me. So I've got a lot of good support out there, but we'll have about 300 people. It's kind of typically the gathering that we've had the last couple of times. So it's a good place. It's good. People expect it. They kind of identify with that, and it's just fun to get it started. It's fun to get it gathered. And
to get what started?
To get the announcement that I'm coming back to the Texas legislature in the 84th, that I will be there in the Texas legislature. And that's just make it formal. There's been a lot of speculation out there. I'm a late filer. I've always filed on the last day. It's just not. It's just something I do. So people are asking, and, you know, it was just time to get it out there that I'll be back in the Texas legislature.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for giving us the information right here and giving it first. That's an honor to have you do that here.
Yeah.
I was wanting to ask you a couple of questions. Relatively speaking, with your service in the legislature, what are some of the accomplishments that you think are more significant, and what are you working on, and what unfinished business drives you to do this again?
Well, that's a great question. A couple of things. I think if you look back at what I spoke that we need to get done first session, and you take it in context with this session, almost everything on that list has been checked off as success. Specifically, water plan got funded. You know, major educational reforms, I think transformational. I think we'll look back and see common sense testing. We've given kids options for career tech, and those were all things I talked about. Voter ID, you know, we talked about that in the first session. It finally got done. Just a myriad of things that were said in report. We balanced a budget in the worst of the history of the Texas, $27 billion shortfall. We come back in with an $8 billion surplus, and that was not by accident. But, you know, we did some things in the tough times that when we came back and the economy came back, we were in better shape. So balanced budget without no new Texas. So those are all things that I've campaigned on. And I've had that told me. It's just nice to be able to see a campaign push card and check them off. Yep. And I'm, you know, that's what I said I'd do, and that's what we went and did. Couldn't have done it without a conservative House. You know, we're fortunate in Texas to still fairly conservative in our philosophies when it comes to budget, and it reflects. You know, it reflects. We're good stewards of the resources that we've been given in this state.
You know, if you juxtapose Texas and California, it's just we are so in the black, and they are so in the red.
You ask a great question, what do we got left? There's a lot of work still be left. There's some fiscal reforms that when you have surpluses and money in excesses, you need to plan for the day that you may not. And I think that that's my role, as I see it, as an appropriations person, that you go in and make sure there's sound policy in place so that on those days when we'd have kind of what we had in the last session, heaven forbid it's ever that bad, that you've got things statutorily in place that will prohibit from being able to spend all the money or raise all the taxes. So that's one. We still got to do a transportation. We kind of left that one open. If there was one thing that I don't think we finished or do a good job of yet, but it's because we had some competing interests with water, education reform, and great agenda items. But I think when you come back session, transportation is going to be that big. How do we end diversions? How do we make sure there's funding available to cover the infrastructure needs going forward? We'll look back at our education reforms and make sure they're performing the way we intended. You know, you make a law, you turn it over to the agencies to develop the rules, and sometimes they are a world of difference in intent and in the way they apply them. So I've already been meeting with my superintendents, and for the most part, they're pretty pleased about the direction it's going. I think we're going to see dropout rates come down over time because kids will be engaged. Education becomes relevant when you have them there and they want to learn it, and they're not just kind of cubbyholed. If you don't go to college, then there's kind of left to your own demise. So
yeah, I think that's that's huge. In the past year, we've talked to several people at South Plains College and the ATC with the different job fairs and things that they have, and even four-year universities, Texas Tech, construction engineering, and things like that have really proliferated where people get their hands on stuff. Now, yesterday I was driving behind the ATC, and this is really cool. I noticed that in the back of there that they had a bare roof sticking up. And what they're actually doing is they have a class over there, and they've got a whole class that's building a house on blocks. Mm-hmm. And they're actually teaching them how to build a house properly. And I just thought that was so cool. And I was like going, what a ripoff. Where was that when I was a kid?
Our specialty trades are under siege just by age. I mean, the average age of a plumber, an electrician, are high of 50. Some of them are in the 60s. And not that everybody are electrician for that matter. So, you know, the fact that we've got kids that could perform at a high functioning level when it comes to salary, you can be a master plumber and get $60,000 a year starting out as soon as you get your certification and go through that process. So it was a need that we had kind of set aside, all well intended. Everybody needs to be college level, but that's just not somebody's aptitude or passion.
It's
They're
not
going to do it. So I was real pleased. And I think if I had to sum up last session, you know, the water funding was huge. Mm-hmm. 1999 water plan, we've never put a dollar of funding to it. We fixed that with Prop 6. Prop 4 was my bill that got the veterans a tax break on disabled ratings, that their property taxes will go down to the pro rata of their disability ratings. So veterans, real proud of that bill, and that was something I was privileged to carry. But lots and lots of good stuff. I think last session reflects a desire to fix root issues, you know, not just throw money at symptoms, but try to look at the bottom of it. We've got some of that to finish up and carry over.
Okay. And this is one direction I want to take the conversation, because a lot of people go, oh, yeah, Charles Perry, he's a water rep. He's a representative. And most people, a lot of people don't know what district they go, oh, yeah, Rep Charles Perry, John Frullo, Robert Duncan. And a lot of people don't know what the district numbers are. But even more prevalent, people don't know who you are and where you came from. I know that I met you first, 20-something years ago at American Diabetes Association.
Yep, I kissed a pig that night,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
More than on the lips, I might add. Working with charity and stuff like that. But, you know, education and a business background, who's Charles Perry?
You know, I grew up in Sweetwater, Texas. I had four other brothers and sisters in the household, and parents worked for the city for the most part of their careers. So that can kind of tell you the income stream. But I grew up knowing that hard work every day was what was important. So that's kind of my grandparents were an integral part of my life. It was a divorce situation where you kind of had mixed families back then. You know, we're the Brady Bunch before it was cool to be a Brady Bunch kind of scenario. But, you know, that's kind of my upbringing. And my mom, I guess if I had to say something, she said, if it's wrong today, it'll be wrong tomorrow. You know, so I take that philosophy through everything I do. I'm a man of faith. Absolutely am. Never had a political aspiration in my body. I tell people the highlight of my political career before I became a state rep was prom king. So I mean, that was the extent of my
high
elected officials.
There.
You know, I just didn't see this happening, but it evolved, and I think it's where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be. Business guy, CPA, my own practice, 6 employees that kind of keep the fires burning while I'm down and come back, and they have the ready to review and stuff. So it's kind of who I am. I try to apply common sense. Would it make sense to the guy that makes $9 an hour, $8 an hour out on the street if we do this? And that's truly my heart, because you and I can maybe take a little more hit on this area or something. But when the guy that's fighting for if gas goes up 2 cents a gallon, it really is a struggle for him. That's where you got to pay attention what you do in your public policy arena, because I was one of those guys, you know, and I get it. And I grew up that one of those guys, and that's okay. It's okay to be there, but we just got to be real cognizant of policymakers that we affect people.
State Representative Charles Perry announcing his intent for reelection. right here on KFYF.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. Your event's coming up today at 50-yard line. It's 11:30.
I encourage you all to be out there 11:30. I'll speak at 12:15. We have about 300 seats, prepare about 300 burgers. So if you're 301, you probably still eat, but, you know.
Get there early.
Yeah, get there early.
Thanks, Charles. Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for being here.
Good morning. It's 729.